So first, will you just tell me the importance of making sure that you bring your animals inside, even if they are usually an outside animal? What is the importance of bringing them inside whenever it gets bitterly cold like we've been seeing in this last week or even week and a half?
Cold weather can really be deadly for pets. You know, as the temperatures start to drop down and the wind chills go up, we really recognize that animals are going to struggle and suffer and sometimes even die if they're not taken inside.
What is there a certain temperature that becomes unsafe? I know it's probably different for different animals and different breeds, but is there a certain temperature that people can look for to bring those animals inside?
I don't have an exact temperature to give you, but I know that wind chill is just as important as temperature. So, you know, whether it's, you know, high winds or low temperatures, you know, below zero, I can't put a number on it, but I know that it's really simple. If it's too cold for you to be out there without a jacket or shoes on, it's too cold for your pets.
Right. Is there any tips that, like, the Humane Society has for people with pets and how to care for them when it gets really cold?
I would say that just use common sense. Again, if it's too cold for you to be out there, then, you know, bring your pets indoors. As the temperatures drop and the wind chills go up, you know, they can't do any better than we could out there. So if you at all possible can bring your pets indoors, you know, if at all possible, bring your pets indoors. You know, the goal is to try to keep them safe and happy and healthy. We just want to recognize that sometimes people do make the choice to have their dogs outside, especially, and there are, you know, populations of cats that roam around outside as well. So in that instance, I would say make sure that you provide them with proper shelter. So really, again, first choice would be to bring them indoors. If they can't be brought indoors where they're going to be happiest, then provide them with a house that has, you know, a raised floor off of the ground. If you can, put it, face it away from the wind and put some sort of a blanket or a piece of burlap over the cover so that, you know, that stops the wind from coming in. And as far as space requirements, you want it to be draft free, but you don't want it to be huge, you know, because too much space really isn't going to benefit the animal. You want them to be able to move comfortably around in the small space and, you know, stand up and turn around, and but also have enough of a small area that they can hold their own body heat. So that's going to be better served in a small space.
If people do want to use like a space outside of their home like that, could they set up like a space heater to kind of help keep it warm as well?
I wouldn't recommend a space heater, but if you go online, you can find heated shelters. You know, if you have a way to plug it in and, you know, put it close enough to the house to where it's, you know, it should be specifically made for pets outdoors. And you can get even like a warming blankets or heated floors in some of these shelters that are made for dogs and cats.
What about with the super cold temperatures? I know, like, personally, my dog, whenever I take her outside these last couple of days, her paws get super cold and she wants to come inside immediately, but she's also a breed that needs a lot of activity. So what would you recommend for people with breeds that maybe their dogs need a lot of activity, but it's super cold outside?
Absolutely. You know, we recognize that a lot of dogs do fine outside when it's not too extreme with the temperatures, but give them an avenue for exercise. So if you want to take them for short walks, go ahead and do that. Or if you have a fenced-in area, let them run around outside, but just make sure that you're there and you're watching how long they're out, and then, you know, let them take care of business and bring them back in. It's super easy to get distracted and forget they're out there, and certainly we don't recommend people leave, you know, to go to work or you know, be in the house and not let them back inside. You know, those cold temperatures can cause frostbite for their paws and their feet and their toes, as well as their ears. Hypothermia is an issue when it's cold out for dogs and cats, so you just have to make sure that you're, you know, not leaving them out too long. Give them that exercise and bring them right back in. You know, there's nothing wrong with playing a good game of fetch or, you know, tug-of-war or something in the house with your pets to keep them busy. Or you could do like an interactive type of play thing where you hide treats and let them go and find it, and that keeps them busy, gives them something to do that's fun, and they're also spending time with you, which is what they love.
Right. So lots of different options. What's the Humane Society been doing, or what have you guys been forced to do differently because of the cold? Anything?
Well, I know in speaking with the director, Becky, with the director of in speaking with the director of PCAPS, Becky has mentioned that they have had a lot of calls in the last week or so regarding pets being outside in this cold weather. And, we just stress to people, if you are worried or concerned, always call your local animal control or shelter or humane society and let them look into it. Let them investigate. I will say that they can only do as much as what the law allows them to do. So they will go out and they'll ask the owner to bring the dog inside, or provide it with proper shelter. As soon as they leave, they could let the dog back out. So we do encourage people to call if they're worried, and sometimes they have to, repeat call. They have to call back because, it's another day or it's 2 hours later and the dog's back out again. And, they really rely on the public to kind of watch for those situations and call with concern.
And that's if anybody sees like a neighbor or something that has a dog outside and they think it's way too cold.
Yeah, so it's hard for the public to know exactly what the temperature should be for a dog or cat to be outside, but if they have a concern, they see an animal, we always just recommend that they call. If they live in Peary County, PCAPS is the animal control facility, and their number is 672-2440. If it is a serious emergency and a person or an animal is at risk, an animal control officer would be called, possibly after hours. So it just kind of depends on the situation. But gather as much information as you can when you make the call. What type of animal is it? What's the location? If you don't have an address, give a description of the property or, the house, what it looks like, or the area where you saw the animal, and then, what you think the concern is. And the officers will take that information and look into it. And honestly, they will do the best they can, but we don't live in an ideal world with some of this. There are times when people should have their pets inside, and the officers, have told them to bring them in, or maybe they've even gotten a ticket, and then another day goes by and they're out again. So, it's only, they do their best, but it's not perfect, and we recognize that. But I just want to applaud the PCAP staff for doing what they can, because they are out in this horrible weather. They're out there trying to help animals. They're investigating as best they can, and they are trying to do the best thing for the animals in their concerned areas.
So basically, you can do everything you can to inform people to do everything to keep the animals safe, but as far as enforcing, it's just kind of leaning on people to do the right thing.
Yes, and there are laws in place to protect animals, and so there are laws that say, a pet can't be out without proper shelter. But once they put the proper shelter out, and they have met the requirements there, then they could bring, I mean, they could be allowed to have the animal outside. And that's not what any of us, pet lovers want. But again, if there's a reason for the animal to be taken, the officers will take it. But they do try to work with the owners, and they do try to keep the pets in their home unless it's, a blatant, disregard for the law, or there's a violation and they're not fixing it, then, they will take action. But, we want the pets to be home, and cared for if it's possible.
What does qualify as like proper shelter?
So proper shelter would be something that is off of the ground, and it should have, 4 sides to it. So it has a floor and it has 3 walls, and it's, it has to be sturdy. There are the igloos that you can purchase. People also have made their own houses, but they have to have, something that provides a break from the wind, and it's off of the ground, and it should have, should be sturdy and allow the animal to get inside and turn around and stand up and be comfortable. So that would be, I don't have the law right in front of me. That would be a good question for PCAPS, for the director or one of the animal control officers. But I do know that that's the minimum that they need to have for shelter.
Is there anything you want to add that I haven't asked about as it relates to the cold and people's animals?
I think it's important for us to remember that, there are common poisons out there. Antifreeze can be a deadly poison. It has a sweet taste and it does attract animals to it. But once they lick it, of course, depending on the amount, it could be hazardous, if not deadly, to them. So just be aware of that. If your pets are spending time in the garage or in an area where there's antifreeze, you know, make sure that you have it put up in a way and that there aren't spills. They can also be at risk for salt poisoning in the wintertime. Salt rock obviously is a chemical, and it can hurt their paws. And keeping in mind that dogs like to lick their paws, and if they go for a walk and they come in contact with that salt, they go back home and then they sit there and lick the paws. You know, that could be, that once they ingest it, that could be serious for them. And, you know, just a simple thing to do is if you take your dog out for a walk, just when you come back in, wipe their feet off and make sure that there isn't anything on there. If you see a cat that's outside, you know, again, in Peary County, there are laws against cats running at large, but there also are community cats out there that people are caring for. And so, again, we would just recommend that if they could be provided with shelter, that would be important. Also, another thing to keep in mind is when pets are outside, they are going to use more calories and burn, you know, burn calories and use more energy to keep warm. So it'd be like if you or I are out there, you know, we're going to be shivering to try to keep ourselves warm. Well, that's what they're going to do. So if they have to be outside, they really need to have more calories, which means more good quality, high protein food. And of course, water is an issue when it's freezing or, you know, below zero, water is going to freeze. You can purchase heat, like the warming bowls for the animals outside, but you really have to check it and make sure that they have a supply of water, because that's important. They have to stay hydrated, and it's just as important as having food.